Right. Now at this time, I've been joined by councillors Jan Pound and Vicky Davis, who I've been telling you we're going to do this horrendous mud run. But they now tell me that they're not, but they've also brought with them Sam and Jason, who are going to do it. So good afternoon to you too.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Oh, you're going to have to get a lot closer into that mic
good
there.
Scott.
Don't be afraid. You've really got things to be afraid of when you go on this run. Now, am I right in saying that this run is being, as far as you're concerned at any rate, you're doing it on behalf of Brentwood Mind?
We're doing it in, behalf of Fitness in Mind, yes.
We're doing it on behalf of Fitness in Mind. That makes a lot better if I pull up the right mic. Right, OK, so first of all, let's find out a little bit about Fitness in Mind, exactly what that's all about.
Right, well, Fitness in Mind is a brand new project that's been run by Essex Mental Health Community and the Brentwood Leisure Trust in association with Instructability and other charities to get people with mental health disabilities into fun activities at the Brentwood Leisure Centre. We're running several classes from yoga, box fitness, health walk, Pilates and various other classes and groups that instructors offer their free time to us for.
And we're also doing a music video.
We're doing a music video and an art wall as well, which we've been working on today. The music video should be coming out on the 30th of May.
And we have celebrities endorsing it.
Right, yeah. That's Sam talking now, right?
Yes.
Right, okay. Sam's the one with a very deep voice.
Yes.
So you've got this music video coming out. When did you say it's coming out?
30th of May.
Right, very impressive. And that's being filmed now, or?
Yeah. It is. We've been filming clips today all around the Brentwood Centre, a variety of different groups and sports activities, as well as different art wall clips and groups of photos of people that are involved in the project.
We also have celebrities endorsing it.
All right, OK. Have you got any celebrities actually appearing in the video?
We have quite a few.
Yeah, who have you got?
We've got Ronnie O'Sullivan and Steve Davis.
Oh, right.
Promised to come down and do a sketch for us on the 12th of this month.
Good stuff.
We also have Sylvester Stallone.
Right. Blimey.
The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama?
And, Wesley Snipes, Barack Obama.
They're not actually appearing here, though.
No,
are
they're just following us.
Hashtag
fitness in mind.
Right, okay, I've got you. Now, let's go to the councillors for a minute. Now, ladies, having landed you with this, having said that you were going to run in this, you're not doing that, but what are you actually getting involved in? You're sponsoring the whole thing, or...?
No, but we are, we are privately sponsoring it. And,
yes.
Yes, I had hoped to run, but that's not going to be possible. So we're there in a very supportive role on the day, Vicky with first aid.
Right.
And, I just think it's something that's really great to be involved in. We're both on the Health and Communities panel at Brentwood Council, and it was just to come along and see just what all these young people are doing and
now,
such enthusiasm.
Now, what is the event? Where is it and when is it happening?
It's at the Nuclear Bunker and it's on the...
11th
it's
May.
The 11th, yes, I had it on the 19th in my diary. The 11th of May and the Nuclear Bunker.
You had it on the 19th so you'd miss it.
Well, exactly.
I think that's reasonable.
I think it must have been a sort of Freudian thought there.
Right. Now, is the whole event organised by Fitness in Mind, or is Fitness in Mind just one of the charities getting involved?
Fitness in Mind is just one of the charities that's getting involved. We've got a group of 30 people taking part in the actual mud run that we've all got together.
Right.
We're planning to run this as a team event.
Now, I believe that there are two different lengths involved. Which ones are you going in for?
We're doing the 6 kilometre length.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Some of the people that are doing the actual event have various disabilities and enablements, so that we're just starting off with the short one this time. Hopefully, once we've done a bit more training and we've actually started the Fitness in Mind course, we hope to do the larger event in years to come.
Do you know what you're going to actually run into when you go there?
There's like 100-and-something-metre monkey bar.
Right. What else?
There's cargo nets and various other obstacles planned in front of us on the like an assault course, really.
I think you get ice thrown on you as well.
Yeah.
They get what?
Ice cold.
Ice. I thought for a minute it's an acid. Right,
I see a little against health and safety, I think.
Well, yeah, a little, but you never know with something like this. It's, after all, it's a nuclear fallout shelter. So, and how many people do you know are taking part in this? Any ideas?
Quite a few. I think about 100, 200, probably more.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't really know much about it, to be honest.
And if anybody wants to join it, can they still do so?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I think the last couple people have signed up, but check the website out.
Right. How much is it?
I don't know. It's free for us.
£29, yes, I think. £29.
Yes. Is it?
£29.
I had a feeling that there were different amounts depending upon how far it was. Wasn't the one at £59?
Well, maybe the 29 is the lesser.
It's the lesser one.
I've got one here. It says the nuclear onslaught. It says it's £59. The nuclear rush, £49. And the nuclear rush stampede, £39.
Oh.
It says here.
Somehow we got in at £29.
We did, yes.
Well,
I guess it must have been our charity involvement that got us a bit cheaper.
Yeah, see. So, anyway, this onslaught, etc., are you looking forward to it?
No, not really.
Well, that's
very much so.
That's honest. Yes. Yeah. Very much so, he says. Yeah.
Well, I used to be in the army, so I mean, it should be a reasonable thing. I know it's been 7 years since I was in there. I should have an idea of how to do it. So.
Yeah. So for you, it's just a walk in the park, literally.
No, I wouldn't imagine that. I imagine it's going to be quite tough after all this time. But I plan to give it a good go and represent what I used to do and finish in a good time, but I'll also be supporting and motivating and helping the rest of the team along.
Right. And do you know at what time it actually kicks off? Because presumably it's going on all day.
10:30 the run actually starts.
Oh, right.
People need to be there from about 9:30.
Right, OK. And then it goes through the day, in batches.
I think it's about 4 hours, isn't it? Mm. I think Wayne, who's been organising it, very proactive, anticipated about 4 hours.
Yeah. And can people who are not actually involved go along and watch?
Yes, I believe so. And I would urge them to do so. I mean, Jan and I, were we able to run, we would. But unfortunately, physically, we can't do it. That's why we have sponsored another runner.
Yes.
So at least we're enabling somebody else to run. But, you know, what they're doing, this hashtag fitness in mind, is just so incredible.
Yes.
I think they deserve all the support and admiration they can get. So anybody that wants to even donate, even if they're not going to run, it'll all go to a good cause. And I wish that your listeners could see the gentlemen today, because they are kitted out in very bright colours.
Your wish is my command. There we are. We'll put the webcam on them if I try to.
Highlighting exactly what's going on with the art wall today, which is being painted in the centre.
Right.
And it's so bright and attractive, and it brings a new aspect to lighten what is a serious subject and encourage people to come forward and be supportive rather than perhaps turn away from things sometimes they're a little bit concerned about.
Because it's all about hope and inclusion and looking to the bright side of life and the future. I mean, because many people with mental health problems suffer very, very deeply, but they can actually get through a lot of things and not recover, because you never fully recover from a mental health illness. But all you can do is have a brighter outlook and do your best that you can, and a lot of people can live very, very productive and healthful and useful lives.
And well, that's what's evident today.
This is an absolutely fabulous event it really highlights it and shows it all off, I'd have to say that. And I believe people can turn up as well in fancy dress, and probably do as well.
I think, judging by today, they certainly will.
Yeah.
I just want to say, there are quite a few councillors who are running of the younger variety.
Oh, really? There are, are they?
Oh, yes.
So normally they get the mud thrown at them, but today they're actually going to get past it.
Yeah, there are some who were brave enough to put themselves forward to actually do it.
Well, I take my hat off to them all. How many of them are doing it, do you know?
It was eight or nine, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is eight or nine that we're running.
And that's cross parties. I mean, this goes, you know, absolutely cross party.
No, I'd imagine that it would be. I mean, obviously. So this is just one event, but you've got lots of other events coming up as well, have you not?
We have indeed. Yeah, we've got the sign up for the Fitness in Mind project on the 12th of May to the 18th of May. The project actually starts on the 19th of May. And it runs for 6 weeks. There's a yoga class, a Pilates class, a health walk, and a box fitness course that's all running at the Brentwood Centre on various days of the week. So there's four classes a week for 18 to 25-year-olds.
Yeah.
We're also planning the second phase of it, which is another 6 weeks course running for all other age groups that haven't been covered on the 18 to 25 group so far. And there'll be a variety of activities available for them. We're still in the research mode for that and working out what activities would be the most popular and running those courses accordingly.
And anybody can join this?
Anybody can join this with a mental health disability or any mental health problems and physical disabilities as well.
Right.
We're not totally excluding that. We're also including carers and other people that are involved with people with this. They're more than welcome to come along and participate as well.
And where do they go to? The Brentwood Centre?
Yeah, they go to the Brentwood Centre. They contact, if you look, hashtag fitness in mind and go to the Brentwood Centre website.
Yeah.
All the details are actually up there. And all they've got to do is email the staff and then come to the sign up week on the 12th to the 18th of May or email.
Right. Great stuff. That is wonderful. Well, look, guys, thank you very much indeed for coming in. Really do appreciate you coming in and spending the time with us this afternoon. Very good luck with this glittering event, which is all happening on Sunday week. That, I think it's worked out as Sunday week, the 11th of May.
Yes, that is worked out.
And with all the other things that you're doing, because I think it's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fabulous.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.